Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joe Israel of the Sounds of Living Waters, and here with me tonight is my beautiful real Rhea Serene Israel. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, we're dealing with the first fruits of the Spirit. And here's the thing. You know, we think the fruits of the Spirit came with Jesus Christ. And that's a big misconception. You know, the fruits of the Spirit came with Adam when He created him in the image of God. So if you want to find where the fruits of the Spirit are, you got to go back to Adam. See, we're so busy looking at Adam like, you know, we want to throw dirt on Adam because, you know, he sinned and he brought death on man and nobody wanted to die. And that's probably the most horrible thing that anybody could do to anybody. And he did it. Not to say there wasn't a sacrifice for him because he covered their nakedness, right? Right. But, We like to throw Adam in the garbage can, but we can't do that because if we do, we miss out on these things. We miss out on his gifts. Everything that every man got in this planet came from Adam. We all came from Adam. So I don't care if you're the strongest man on the planet. I don't care if you're the smartest man on the planet. I don't care if you're the fastest man on the planet. I don't care if you're the most aquatic man on the planet. I don't care if you're the most astral man on the planet. I don't care if you're the most scholaristic, rapolistic man on the planet. You got it from Adam. Because if Adam don't exist, none of those things don't exist. So we give Adam a bad rap. And I know why, man, because death is a hard one to swallow, man. That's like killing one of your children, you know. when you really look at it, that's a really hard road to hoe, you know. And, you know, that's what God asked us to do, to forgive Adam for that. And to remember the things that Adam, you know, gave us. And that's these things, which are the fruits of the Spirit. You know, because, you know, we think the fruits of the Spirit came with Jesus. We're going to read that. We're going to read in the New Testament, you know, about the fruits of the Spirit and yet, you know, and things like that. But we're also going to read that it all came from Adam. If Adam don't exist, the fruits of the Spirit don't exist. So you gotta put some respect on that name. You gotta put some respect on the name of Adam. You got to. Why? Because you can't claim the gifts without the origin. You can't claim the gifts and say, oh man, you're gonna curse the gifts. No, anybody in their right mind would never do that. So, yeah, okay, Adam made a mistake. We got that, all right? But God is merciful. He sacrificed a lamb, covered both Adam and Eve nakedness. They lived a long time. They saw God. You know, God taught them first. I mean, so it wasn't like he really missed out on anything. He was the first one to ever experience absolute truth. There was nothing else to know concerning him but truth. Because there was nothing else in the world. No Eve. It was just him and God. That's the absolute truth. So he never experienced any, no lie, no nothing. That's like 100% literal. People don't understand that Adam had all the fruits of the Spirit. If Jesus did it, he did it. Jesus was able to walk through a wall, Adam was able to do it. Mm-hmm. If Elijah rolled on a hurricane or a tornado, Adam did it first.
Amen.
So that's where the fruit of the Spirit is, because they with him. And we post salt on that. You know, we want to bury Adam. No, dude, you want to dig him up. Because if you're being human, that's where you're going to find eternal life, because he was created in the image of God. So you can't throw dirt on him. I don't know why people get that. But you know what? It's I guess, and once again, if someone killed or hurt someone that I knew and loved very dearly, then it would be hard for me to get over that. You know? And I hear that story, that woman, this man who was incarcerated, and he killed her son. And she went to see him in prison, and he became her son.
She forgave him.
And then they created this ministry. Right. And those kind of things do happen in the world. But another thing, you got that Avenger. You know, that's a real conversation, too.
Yeah.
But this thing here, when we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, God had on here. He had all of that. God taught him those things. So those are the things we're going to look at. Those are the things we're going to revisit, because that's where they started. If you can't uncover those things, then it's like looking for hidden treasure. You know what I'm saying? It's like finding something in the bottom of the sea. You know, that's been covered up for a long time. You go dig up things from Adam, man, you will come up with a whole lot of goods, because you got to get through a lot of stuff to get there. You got to get through a lot of process to get to Adam. So, if I can ask my brothers and sisters to, my brothers, if you can uncover your heads, if possible, stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father, and my sisters, if you can cover your heads at least and stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father, if possible. You see this word, and we're going to get prayed in and we'll get started.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones, which thou hast broken, may rejoice. Hide not thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 51, verses 1 through 13. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children, their children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Your mercies endure forever. And I'll praise as well. Oh my God, brothers and sisters, it is the Sabbath of the Lord. And it's like every Sabbath is like one day closer to the kingdom. You know, every Sabbath that you is one day closer to the Sabbath that he's going to bring upon the earth. And that's a blessing to know that that's coming. And whenever you keep the Sabbath day, you say him that you believe in the things that's coming. You know, but It takes an effort to get there. I know I myself, man, you know, when I first bought into this thing called God, my mom's taught it to me. I was a Jehovah's Witness, right? And so these paganism days and all this type of stuff is an easy kill for me, and for the grand scheme of things, where I'm at now. You know, because she taught me the root that these things are pagan, idolatry, you know. You don't worship these things that belong to man, which opened the door to me that these things belong to the enemy, or, you know, to those things that belong to Satan, you know, idolatry and this stuff like that. Well, we just went through that big old Halloween and Thanksgiving, and now we're in the Christmas, all this type of stuff. Don't testify them things. You know, it's a time and season for all of that, but right now, these things that we're talking about belong to God. These things came from him, and he gave them to Adam. And when he gave them to Adam, he gave them up. Now, a lot of us don't know that these things exist inside of us unless we have to point the things out. That's okay, because when you point the things out, it's like you plant seeds, you know. You plant seeds, and then because we call this dirt, so when you point the things out, then when you plant the seed, then you let another get an increase. The Lord pour the water in and let him do what he do, you know, but all we got to do is do what? The seeds. So this is that thing. So we, you know, we want to go all the way. I mean, well, one, we're gonna deal with the fruits of the Spirit now.
So what is the title of this meeting?
First fruits.
First fruits.
First fruits.
Okay.
Say that like six times real fast.
First fruits.
That was really good. Let's try that with some practice.
Okay.
No.
First fruits.
No, just first fruits. I mean, now I know, well, this is the thing. I know the people think that the first fruits came to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a misconception of where the first fruits originated from. The first fruits came from Adam. Let's look at that. This is how you look at that. Go to 1 Corinthians 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yes, ma'am. 1 Corinthians 15. And verse over here.
1 Corinthians 15 and verse 45.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45 reads, "And so it is written."
Stop.
"And so it is written."
Stop. What's written?
What?
Exactly. "And so what is written?"
"And so it is written, the word."
The law that belonged to Adam.
Okay.
You know
what? The first man, Adam.
See? Adam got everything.
"And so it is written, the first man, Adam."
Adam got everything. He had power over the elements, just like Jesus Christ. He had power over water.
Mm-hmm.
He could walk on water. He did all that stuff with God.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote on tornadoes on fire, like what Ezekiel saw God coming in, or like what Elisha saw Ezekiel take off in. Well, Adam did all that. And he did that with Eve because it was no fear of death in him. You know, if you don't have no fear of death, it was an easy kill. You just went on with God. Like Peter walked on the water with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think Adam did that? You think Adam having never seen a shark or a crocodile or a mega crocodile, you know, maybe some ancient stuff from the dinosaur age.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But Adam walked on water with God, or else Peter couldn't do it. Those things, you know, and my boy Ezekiel, man, to this day, he's still trying to walk on water. I just hope he never do it over there on 67 in Jeffrey, because that's the deep end, and that current hit that wall hard, and we'll never see him again. But to this day, that brother still feel like he can walk on water one day. And I don't blame him. You know, that ain't my deal. God Israel allowed me to see miracles, but it was I called to perform things like, you know, Billy Hinn and whatnot, walk in and just knock out a whole institution and nut people. No, those things go Adam. You can't lay hands on people and heal them unless Adam can do it. How did you turn to one, a bird drop dead in front of Adam and he woke up? Or him up. He had the power to do it, or else we wouldn't be able to do it. It's written. That's what it said. As it is written, Adam had received all things. Watch this. Read on.
Amen. First Corinthians 15 and verse 45.
Even the resurrection. Watch this. To wake up the dead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
First Corinthians 15 verse 45 reads, and so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. 47. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
Stop. So the first Adam and the second Adam looked alike. Because the first Adam was made in the image of God. So the second Adam, what Peter and John and the disciples saw was Adam. Because Jesus was made in the express image of God, and so was Adam. But they looked like twins.
So the first man is of the earth, earthly, and the second man is the Lord from heaven.
That's the one that came to Mary. He was 33. How old do you think Adam was when he created him from the ground? I think he was a five-year-old kid or something. No, he would have been 30. He would have been the age of information and maturity and things like that. Prime distress. Jesus coming back 33 and a half years old. He looked like the Father. And he looked like the Father, and the Father looked like he's 33 and a half. Welcome to the resurrection. You're going to look like you're 33 or 30 forever. Is that what happened to him? That's from Adam. We want to post out on Adam like, you know, he doomsday. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, you got to stop with that because then you miss those things. And those are gifts from him if we get past that matter. That's part of that. That's a deception in the world. So, and that's that thing when God said, you know, you let go and let God, or you are able to let go, forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You forgive Adam, man, you know. Move around, you're in a good place. I mean, seriously, have you thought of, you know, have you forgave Adam for bringing death on your family? You know what I'm saying? We don't think about those things, but I think we should. You know, I'm going to say this, then we'll get back to the precept, but here's like Esau, right? We always going to get Esau a bad rap. I'm just talking about, you know, like we get Adam a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to get Esau a bad rap, right? Because he sold his birthright, and this way he's going to get at Jacob, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what did Esau do when he sent Jacob? He ran up on him, and he kissed him, and he cried. Oh, fuck. Now, Benjamin isn't born yet. If Benjamin isn't born yet, Joseph's born, the one that's going to be sitting in Egypt, right? Okay. Now, what did Esau effectively do? He taught Joseph how to forgive your brothers with kiss. Even if you think they stole your birthright. So, you know, those things belong to him too. That's when, you know, like I'm saying, you know, we can't just throw dirt on Adam like that. You know what I'm saying? If you let go of that God, maybe God let you live forever. Because that's going to be Adam. He's going to live forever, regardless of what you think or what I think, right? All right, so Let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Oh, 1 and 26. Let me see the reading.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 1 and 26 reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be meat."
But who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? Nobody else here but Adam.
"Then behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed."
Not them.
You.
You.
Every herb.
That's a singular. Read on.
Genesis 1:29 reads, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed, to you shall be for meat." "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so." 31. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day."
So, all that belonged to Adam. All of that belonged to Adam. And we want to pull salt on him. Really? You see what you missed out on?
Yes, sir, I did.
If that's the only thing you can think about Adam is that he brought death on the earth, then you miss all of this stuff. You miss all of it. You can't even claim it. Because it won't belong to you, because you deny your own heritage. How can you claim anything you deny your heritage? Because you're saying, because this person did this and that and the other, I can't think nothing but evil of him. Or them. But that's not about him being any evil, right? Your brother's got ills with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you miss out on that. But that's what we're going back to. Those are the first fruits. That didn't come in the New Testament. That's here, right? So if it's here, then that's what we got to begin at. These are the first fruits. The first fruits didn't begin at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, even though it's written in the scripture. But the first fruits, these are those things we right now are testifying. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 26, right? Here, you know, I know you got a Bible. I know you got a Bible dictionary, right? You might want to open that up for me. I'm going to open this one up, but open up yours.
Mm-hmm.
Read Genesis 1 and 26.
You did read Genesis.
Read again.
Oh, let me go back to it.
Yeah.
Go back to Genesis. 1 and 26. And it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
But we've got two conversations here. We got image and likeness, right? So God said, let us, right? So, since we're dealing with Adam, we're not going to deal with that us. All right, so we're not going to deal with the us. We're not going to deal with God said, because God said, let us. So we're not going to deal with the us. We're going to deal with the man. Right, so let's stay on point. So let us make man in our image. So whatever this image is that belongs to him, he said, give it to us, right? So most of us think that image is picture or something to that effect. Actually, it's just so much more. In fact, here, I want you to look up the definition of image. Okay, it's going to give you the physical, but Adam isn't created yet, so you can't. We're not dealing with the physical now. It's impossible. So God is telling us right now that he got us looking at him in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at him through the law. Or the pen or the letter. The pen is written in heaven. He writing out these things that belong to him. That's why Jesus said, I inherit all things. If he don't give it to Adam, he don't receive it. That's why he the second Adam. But get this, because we of Adam, and because we were born in this life, we have access to those things. But we got to let go of Adam. So what do you have? Image. Okay. Is this the definition?
Definition of image. A representation of the form of a person or object.
So it's a representation. Mm-hmm. It didn't say a physical. It's a representation.
Representation.
Okay, look that word a representation.
Representation, the act of representing or the state of being represented.
Now, God gave us that law to represent him. That's what all the prophets received from him, to represent him, and the prophets. That was written here before we were created. Continue.
Act of representing or the state of being representative. Something that represents as an image or likeness of something, an account or statement as of facts, allegations, or arguments. An exploitation, a protest, a presentation, or production as of a play, the state or condition of serving as an official, delegate, agent, or spokesperson.
Prophet, apostle, disciple.
The state or condition of serving as an official delegate.
For the God of Israel, whom shall I send? That's them.
Our spokesperson.
For him. That's the first fruits of the Spirit. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Something as simple as that. Representation. That came to Adam. We don't get Adam things like that because we don't talk about Adam like that.
No, we don't.
But in order to get this or receive that, you got to dig that up. You got to dig it up, like he said, like hitting. You know, those things that belong to him. But if he told you that he's the second Adam, then he's telling me that he ain't got no problem with Adam.
Amen.
So what you got a problem with?
Amen.
Okay, Adam brought death. I got that. So what you got a problem with? Like, we tripping. Ooh, I mean, you know. Everything guess is but he's the first. Adam is the good. Got to receive that. We got to put some respect on it. Right. And it's continued.
Image. So we stated a representation of the form of a person or object, such as a painting or a photograph, a sculptured likeness. What else? Physique and optical form.
Are you on definitions?
Uh huh. Right there.
Okay.
Also, I'm gonna go back here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go now.
Let's go to 4.
Number 4 says, the opinion or concept of something that is held by the public. The concept.
Stop. So in the beginning, he gave us the right of a what? Opinion.
An opinion or concept.
Stop. If I give you an opinion, that's judgment.
Opinion.
Because if you give me your opinion, you let me know what you think of that matter. That's what an opinion is. What do you think of this car? What do you think of this school? What do you think of that outfit? What do you think of the clouds? Then you give me an opinion, that's judgment from you. So he created us with judgment.
I see. Amen.
So if this is one of the fruits of spirit. So if he's created us with judgment, then what comes with that? Go to Proverbs chapter 1. What comes with that?
Proverbs chapter 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Proverbs. And verse.
And 1.
And Proverbs 1 and 1 reads, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction.
See, that blew my eye. Adam was the first man to ever hear the voice of God. God didn't speak to him in English. So you got to erase that.
Amen.
He didn't speak to him in none of the languages of this planet.
Amen.
He spoke to him from a language that we never heard.
Amen.
It's the speech of the Chesedics. It's the absolute truth, nothing else. It's the absolute truth. Speech of the Chesedics is absolute truth. It's impossible for the Chesedics to lie.
Amen.
So he was taught by them. Do I, and I can say this, Adam had at least 100% of his cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the second Adam, right? So that means Adam did it first. You get it?
Amen.
If Jesus is 2, then Adam did it first. Amen. Jesus couldn't do it unless Adam did it, right?
Amen.
Okay, watch this. Go to John.
John.
20.
John 20 and verse 19 reads, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto
you. Where did he come from? Where did he come from? Where did he come from? He didn't walk through a door. Wait a minute, read on.
Verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his sides. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
Stop. Wait a minute. I need you to go to, let's see, 24.
Yeah,
go, no. Mm-hmm. Luke 24.
Go to Luke 24.
Yeah.
Chapter 24.
Going to the verse.
Yes, sir. You got it?
Not Luke. It's not Luke. It's not Luke. Okay. Now, I'm on the news here. Can I find the first day of the week? They said the Sabbath has passed. And what I want to bring up is, it's Jesus appearing before, okay, go back to that John, right?
Go back to John.
Go back to John 20.
Okay. Go back to John, chapter 20.
And he's just going to pop out of nowhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to pop out of nowhere, right? That means you have to have conscious of it. That you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that means that had to be, that has to be written in the law of all things, that a man can walk through dimensions.
Around time.
Or else Jesus couldn't do it. He said he's the second Adam.
Yes,
that lets me know that Adam did. And if we were believers, like, if we had more faith than Peter, probably he would have showed us how to do it. Maybe he did. Then in the books, you know, but I'll wait for him to pour out his spirit. So,
John 20, verse 19 reads, Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you.
The doors were locked. Mm-hmm. He just come out of nowhere. So he just walked through time. Yeah, God didn't show Adam that man is going to be able to do that. You know, because in the resurrection, we will be able to do that. So he had to show Adam that we would be able to do that. So he had to do it. So Adam walked through time with God.
Amen.
We don't give Adam enough credit. If we did, then maybe we'll find ourselves. But it is that he left. Say, you know, not all of us were born to walk on water. You know, we always want to do them things that man should. Maybe we should see for those things that he seen to save us, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
John 20 and 20 reads, And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you.
There you go, doing that thing again, right? Well, why is this on the eighth day? Because the eighth day is the circumcision, right? The eighth day is when there's no more flesh on the planet, right? And also, he just, 8 days prior, which was the wave offering, right? He appeared before the other brother, right? And and this dude, which is Thomas, right? They call him Doubting Thomas, right? He said, as I see God, man, I ain't gonna believe it, right? So my thing is that Adam saw the resurrection. He had to see the power of the resurrection because he saw something die and wake up. Could have been a parakeet. Could have been a mosquito. Could have been a ox. Could have been a monkey. Could have been a fish. Could have been anything. He put his hand on it and woke up because God told him he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Adam ain't had no doubt of anything because there was no such thing to him as death.
Amen.
He just a walking piece of paper. So God told him you can wake up something from the dead.
Okay.
And then he also told him you've got the power to wake up from the dead. That's why people die and they wake up. That's another conversation, right? But this part of the fruits of the Spirit that he gave Adam that we tend to overlook. We don't look at those first fruits. The first fruits of the Spirit was the resurrection. There it is. So our thing is, once again, is to go back and look at those things that belong to him. While
we're at John 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just read 26. We're at 25.
Continue. Watch this.
27. John 20 and 27 read, Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
See, we've never seen God perform these things. We've never seen Adam perform these things.
Amen.
But I believe they did. And I believe those things are still being performed. I believe the miracles of healing, the power, the strength of Samson, seeing or a seer. I believe those things are still in full effect.
Amen.
Hearers, and for the most part, and the most important part, the doers of the work. I'm talking about the work like, hey, man, I'm out here, and I'm putting in this work for the gospel. No, man, you just, I'm talking about doing the things that belong to God, and keeping it simple for him every day, and my life, trusting. Treat your neighbor as you would, and basic things like that, which should be second or third nature to you or to me, subconsciously. You know, those things, that's what we're trying to get to, because that's where Adam was. He didn't think about nothing. It was just to do it. There wasn't no second guessing keeping the commandments. Okay, God, it's the Sabbath. What? He never talked to the tree, so there was nothing else to oppose it. There was nothing to interfere with it. Adam had perfect Sabbaths.
Amen.
You see that? And you feel that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So if you can see that and feel that, then you want that.
Amen.
I want that. Amen. I want perfect Sabbaths. Amen. He received those things from God. Let's look at that image some more. What else is that? Back to your dictionary. Yeah. In fact, skip down to one.
Going back to the word image.
Yeah, the word image. Okay, here's the thing. We want to keep that app open.
It's open.
Okay. Let's keep it open. Okay.
It's
now,
open.
Where are you?
You said, and did you want me to go down to what number?
Read down, pick it up at verse 8.
Verse 8?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says mathematics?
Yes.
Okay. So image. Number 8 says mathematics, a set of values of a function corresponding to a particular subset of a dominion.
Stop.
I mean domain.
Stop. So, now. He said he created us in his image, right? So he deal with what?
Yeah. A set of values of a function corresponding to a particular subset of its domain.
Now, without the mathematics, you don't get the domain. Yep. On the image. See, we're not talking about likeness. We're talking about those things that was written. See, these things belong to Adam before he was created. Because if they're not in him, these things ain't in him, we don't see these things now. So obviously these things are in creation because we're reading it. So these are the things we're supposed to be claiming. You know, instead of cars and houses and stuff like that. We're supposed to be reaching for these things.
Amen.
You won't be miserable. You won't be. You won't be thinking all negative. Because you have too much of this to think about.
That's right.
You have too much of this to be feeling good about. So these things in the world would be like secondary. So you ain't even waste your time on it because, you know, Adam, when he found out that he was on the clock, you thought he wasted his time on what? Something that he had nothing he could have or deal with? No. So he just kept it moving.
Amen.
Right. Well.
Matt, number 8.
Continue. Watch this. It's going to take a turn.
Number 9?
9.
Okay. So the computers, under image, computers, an exact replica of the contents of a storage device, a hard disk stored on a second storage device, such as a network server.
See, God imprinted himself upon us. digital data.
Storage.
That's why when you were looking at the matrix, he became imprinted with his presence. Mm-hmm. And then he told him later, he said, you made me. So this is that thing. When he created Adam, he was like a open sheet of paper. He can just give it all to him. Adam didn't have no limit. He didn't have no stumbling blocks. He didn't have no limits to his consciousness. Adam could do anything he wanted to do. Anything. Because there was no stumbling there. There was nothing there to stumble him because he didn't know nothing about stumbling. Only thing there was God. And then he said this. He said mathematics, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's 1 plus 1?
2.
No, it's not.
1.
What's not?
0.
What's 1 plus 1?
2.
No, it's not.
0.
Nope.
1.
What is 1 plus 1?
1.
What's 1 plus 1?
2.
I'm serious.
0.
What's 1 plus 1?
1.
Stop it. What's 1 plus 1?
2.
Is that your truth?
No.
Yeah. Seriously?
What is 1 plus 1?
What's 1 plus 1?
1.
You don't.
0.
You don't stop it.
What is it?
I'm serious.
I'm so serious too.
Do I sound like I'm not serious?
I'm sounding like I'm serious too.
Listen at me.
With the woman.
I'm serious.
That's her husband at home. So what?
What's the 1 plus 1? 2.
That's what I said.
And I told you no.
How many times did I say 2?
As many times as I told you no.
So why did you tell me no?
To see if you believe it.
No, I didn't. That's why I kept saying 2.
See, you have to believe the truth.
Interesting.
How could you not believe it?
Exactly.
You told me the truth, but you told me the truth, and then stop. You told me the truth, and you need to believe the truth that you told me.
Yes, I do.
Then why did you say 1?
Because I was playing with you. Because I don't.
I didn't believe you was playing. You was dead serious.
No, I wasn't. I was. See, you said I was dead serious.
I thought you were.
No, when I kept saying 2. But I said, okay, you want me to say 0? You want me to say 1?
I know, I want you to say
but
that.
I know what it is.
What's
if
1 plus 1?
If I had a sheet of paper in
1 plus
right
1
now,
is what?
2.
No, it's not.
No, stop. Is the sky green?
Can be.
No.
Depending on what part of where you are. But wait a minute, hold on. Okay, so 1 plus 1 can be 3.
No.
Is that improbable? Is that improbable? Seriously, is it improbable? 1 plus 1 is 3. Is that improbable? 1 plus 1 cannot be 3. Am I correct?
You are so correct.
So that's improbable. Okay, so it's improbable for 1 plus 1 to ever be 3. So when he said 1 plus 1 is 2, that's an absolute truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that only comes through mathematics. So the truth is through math. That's why he said
right.
In the image, mathematics is what? Truth.
It's true.
You can lie with the alphabets. You can lie with phrases. You can lie with a paragraph. But you can never lie with numbers because 1 plus 1 will always be. There it is. So that's what Adam knew. He knew nothing but absolute truth. Adam can do anything. That's why, like, Noah built the ark. Well, yeah. I mean, he came, like, he was, like, I think a 14th generation or something. So that was, like, an easy fix. He was like an Adam dude. He wasn't, like, a little. Moses was walking up and down down that mountain carrying 2 tables of stone. How strong was this dude, right? So Adam didn't, well, man. Here go Samson, right? The strongest man that ever existed that we know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How strong was Adam? Saying that he got that strength from him.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're not looking at the source. You can't lose weight unless you go back to Adam or Eve and ask for that creation. You can't ask for your body unless you go back and ask for your body, which belonged to Adam or Eve. And you know when was your best you. You know what time or point in your life you was the best you. It was nothing you could do wrong. You could fly. You could jump off a building and you would never break a nail. So this is this conversation. 1 + 1 = 2. That's inside of that. That's absolute.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Was God. True. So what's the Word? Numbers. In the evening and the morning was what? First day. Taught us how to count. My man, Nehemiah said, he said, first thing he taught us what a week was,
mm-hmm.
and then the second thing he taught us was what a month was,
mm-hmm.
and then the next thing he taught us was a year was,
Amen.
And then he taught us what a jubilee was,
Amen.
And then he taught us what a millennial was. What's really happening? Get this, right? How you equate mathematics with eternity? I haven't figured that one out yet. That's probably why I haven't figured out eternal life yet. If I figure that out, I'd probably be good. I know what it takes to live forever without even keeping the commandments. Think about it. If I knew the equation of eternity, what did I need to keep the commandments for? God ain't got to give it to me. I already know how to give it.
What?
Not that I steal from God. That'd be stupid. But I'm just saying, all probabilities, right? If, right, we had the opportunity to receive eternity without having to keep the commandments and all that type of stuff, you do it.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, so you mean to tell me you actually go to work for it?
So can I ask
you
a question?
What?
When did Lucifer do in the heavens?
He led his brothers, and he...
Because he had what?
What?
What was he doing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Trafficking.
Trafficking what?
Information.
I don't know what he was talking about. I wasn't there.
Exactly. But he thought that what?
What?
Because he knew what?
I don't know what.
You just said if you had the information to what, then why would you what?
That's it. What?
No, that's an example.
I don't, you know what? Okay, well, that's one way to think about life. I don't think he wasn't thinking about everlasting because he was already created not to die. So he cannot be thinking of, I'm going to guess what? I want everlasting. No, because he already got it because he was created in the presence of eternity.
No.
Mm-hmm. If he has the presence, he's in the presence of eternity.
Exactly.
So he got it.
Exactly.
So what's the point of him trafficking for it?
What was the point? Exactly.
No, that's not it. The conversation is, man,
mm-hmm.
those things that belong to us wasn't meant for them. Mm-hmm. And he heard the conversation between the Father and the Son concerning us.
Mm-hmm.
And he trafficked those information to the angels, mm-hmm. which belong to us and not to them. Mm-hmm. And that's when they fell. They were supposed to stay on in their lane, so to say.
They
you know,
staying
they were supposed to, the angels were supposed to stay in their lane.
Mm-hmm.
And they got into our lane, and that's when they got in trouble. So Satan trafficked the information that belonged to us. It wasn't eternity because he already had it. He had that to lose. He didn't have that to gain. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What was the point in doing it?
I don't have any idea because I'm not a fan of that dude. But I'm going to tell you this. I study him, and the only reason I would think that he did it is because of pride. And that's only through my studies. Personally, I don't know Satan.
Personally, I don't know Satan.
I'm so serious. I don't. Right? But what I read about him and what his issue was he had a problem with pride. And that would got him kicked out of the stone of fire. So that's what God told me, and that's all I know. Other than that, I ain't trying to find nothing else about him because, you know, trouble. You know, we'll be around with people like that or something like that. You know.
Amen. Amen.
But once again, the speech of the Chesedek is what he taught Adam. Adam didn't have nothing. He didn't speak French. He didn't speak German. He didn't speak Swahili. He didn't speak Cushy. He didn't speak none of these dialects in the world today because that dialect died with Noah. That dialect died with Shem.
Mm-hmm.
A dialect died with Ham and Japheth because all of them had a piece of it. And all of us is just sparing a little bit of it. But absolute, you can get lost in words, but you'll never get lost in numbers. That lets me know that he gave us the spirit of image, right? He gave us, because image is in the physical. It's a spiritual. So likeness would be the physical. So image being the spiritual, I mean, he gave us the absolute truth. Because you can't receive the absolute truth unless you're spiritual. Truth don't come in the flesh. Verse 1 is 2.
Amen, amen.
Let's look up that definition. Keep reading that definition. In fact, let's look at another word that came from imagine or image, right? Look up imagination. Because image come out of imagination, right? Put that up. Imagination.
Imagination.
Yes, ma'am.
Faith, imagination, the ability to form mental images of things that are not present to the senses are not considered to be real.
Wait a minute.
The ability to form mental images.
He gave
that
us.
Are not present.
He gave us the spirit of prophecy before we were created. He gave us the spirit of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. If I can see something in the future, then here when he created us in his image, he gave us the spirit of thought which belonged to him because wisdom belonged to him, and wisdom is thoughts. So without thoughts, wisdom don't exist. Mm-hmm. So he had to give us the gift of thought in order for wisdom to coexist. Because he can't give us wisdom unless we can think about it.
That's right.
Verse says.
It also says, number two, the formation of such images.
So you can form images in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You can present equations in your head that can be good or for evil. That's why God said, I read the thoughts because he gave us the spirit of thought.
Amen.
He's the only one that can read thoughts because he created thought. take thought for granted. You know, like me just saying thought. You know, like, who say thought? When the last time you heard somebody use that?
I thought.
Exactly. You know what? And to put yourself in a word, to put yourself in an I thought scenario, that means you have to put yourself in almost a versus light. And most people don't like to be sought in that light. So you don't hear that word, I thought, as a past tense. More times than not, you'll hear I think before you hear I thought. Because people want you to think that they know how to think. When they're wrong, they be like, well, I thought. Exactly.
Mm-mm, I said I thought a few times.
Well, hey.
Oh, that means I was wrong because I said I thought.
Was you wrong? Yeah. Truth will set you free. Free your mind.
Free your mind.
As a follower, every time. Can't go without one without the other.
Say that again. So when somebody says they thought that, what does that mean?
Thought.
Mm-hmm.
Without thought, there's no judgment. You have to think about it. Without thought, there's no judgment. Therefore, wisdom can't exist because you can't judge right from wrong, which is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So thought has to be created before wisdom.
Amen.
That had to be written in the law. And so it was written in imagination.
Amen.
Because he said, what you in your head, exactly. So as a man thinketh, so is he. And we look at that scripture as this negative, but what if you see yourself as rich and a billionaire? You know, if you hear these kids now, I'm writing this letter to myself that I'm going to be a billionaire, and then they are. Right? And Jim Carrey, I'm going to get a check for $25 million. For a movie.
When
he was homeless. And he carried that check around until he got it. You see, this is that thing. So, let's look at this a little further. Let's look at this imagination now, because this imagination, this word here, don't get me wrong, and I love everything, you know, that belongs to our God. But I myself, man, you know, without research and without study, these things is very, very difficult for me to comprehend. You know, most of us think that, you know, rereading the Bible is enough, man. But if you don't understand, he told us in the law, which is a red flag. You know, this is why when you be talking to people, they be like, what do you mean? Because they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to listen. They got a problem with comprehending. So you have to teach them right and wrong. And some people don't mind, and some people think they're smarter than what they are. Right? So as we continue down this imagination, right? What else does say? Yeah. Where am I at? Am I in the
imagination?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I'm in the sword side or the.
So then I said the formation of such images, and then the next one says one of these mental images.
Continue.
Okay. And the next one states the mind viewed as the locus or respiratory.
So you got power over what?
Stability.
So you got power over the respiratory. Is that what that said?
Respiratory.
No, that ain't what that said.
Repository of the stability.
Repository.
Repository of the stability are these images.
Do that, man.
The mind view. Okay, let me do this.
Repository.
Let me do this. And it says repository. Let's do this.
I heard that word before.
Repository, a place where things may be put for safekeeping, a warehouse. And
really? So he created in our hearts to store information.
It says a place where things may be put for safekeeping, a warehouse, a museum, a burial, a vault, a tomb. And then the last thing it says, no, two more things. One that contains or is a store of something specified. And the last one says one who is entrusted with secrets or confidential information.
Really?
That again.
Yeah.
It says
repository.
Repository. A place where things may be put for safekeeping, a warehouse, a museum, a burial vault, a tomb, one that contains or is a store of something specified, and then one who is entrusted with secrets or confidential information.
So he had already created prophets. Imagination, and I'm going to show you how he did that, but it don't look like we're going to have enough time tonight to deal with it, but we're going to find out how he created the prophets through imagination. But you see right there, they go to groundwork, right? Because they the ones that held the information, they the ones that spoke for him, and that came through the speech of repository. That's a gift. Mm-hmm. If that didn't exist, we wouldn't have it.
Our one who is entrusted with secrets, those mysteries.
But there it is, because you say those secret things that belong to God.
Confidential
information. There's a lot of things I like to talk to you about, but your ears were dull of hearing, right? We don't want to. That's enough. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to imagination. Back to imagination, and
the last two said the ability to confront and deal with reality.
Wait a minute, where you at?
The ability to confront and deal with reality by using the creative power of the mind. And last one said attention, interest, or enthusiasm.
So all that was given to us when he created us in his image. But God is enthusiastic. Okay, so God has interest. Right? So God is an attention, or he's attentive, right? Okay, so God is resourceful, right? God has the power of the mind, right? The creative power of the mind, right? And it says the ability to confront and deal with reality by using creative power of mind and resourcefulness. So when Jesus walked through the crowd, and they was going to stone him, right? What did he do? I'm sure I told you. What did he do?
That he transfigured his. He disappeared.
He disappeared.
What's that word for disappearing within the crowd?
Oh, no. It's blindness.
Okay, so you're going to say he blinded the people?
He could have. Because Elisha did. Right? If I blind you, then I'm invisible.
Right?
To you. I'm not saying I'm invisible to the creation. I'm saying I blinded you, so I'm invisible to you.
So, I don't know what word you use, but yeah, you said there was a different word you used.
But this come up under the word imagination. You can think it, you can do it. That's one of the gifts of Adam. Elijah had the power of invisibility. Now, I'm not saying Maybe they gave us a peek in there, right? Because he said he blinded their minds, right? What did Jesus do to get in the room? Maybe he walked through the door, but he blinded their minds that they didn't see him walk through the door. I'm just saying. But I know he walked through time. That's not an issue with me. But my point is, my man, he sit up here and he was able to see spirit. So, and then he turned around, he blinded a whole army. If they wouldn't see them, that's another conversation. That's past seeing angels. You got control over other people's eyesight. You got control over other people's consciousness. If you can't see me, you are conscious. If you are conscious, then you are 100% in darkness because you've been knocked the fudge out.
Amen. You've been knocked the fudge out.
So that's the opposite of consciousness.
Right.
Darkness. You asked me how Jesus moved through that crowd. Jesus had 100% of his cerebral. He was created in the image of Adam. He's the second Adam. So he had the power to do that. That's why I said Adam, like Jesus appeared to the disciples and he, you know, just like popped out of nowhere, out of time, or walked through the wall, or, you know, whatever he did to just pop out of nowhere, because the disciples said that they thought they saw a spirit. And what did he say? A spirit don't have what? Flesh and bones. So a spirit, if it don't have flesh and bone, it can what? It can do more than that. It can shape shift. If I don't have a skeleton, but that's what they thought they saw. They thought they saw an angel, and he said an angel don't have flesh and bones because angels can shape shift. Bones cannot. Skeletons cannot change. That's the difference between us and angels. We have a skeleton. That's from Adam. That's the first thing he gave Adam, a skeleton. Then he put the rest on him. That's from God.
Amen.
So if we break a bone or something like that, that's really a horrible thing, you know. To break them. Even though we can, it's mendable, and more times than not, it's mendable really easy. But that's really a horrible thing to have a broken skeleton. I ain't saying a chipped skeleton, but a broken skeleton. That's why you talk about broken skeleton, legs broke, stuff like that. You want to take your best care of your skeleton. You want to keep your muscles and your tendons really in tune around your skeleton. People talk about, I need to lose weight. No, you need to take care of your skeleton. You need to keep that boy moving.
Amen.
Without your skeleton, you can't do nothing.
Amen.
Your muscles only motivate your skeleton. So you make sure you keep your muscles and stuff tuned to keep your skeleton going, because that's your God. That's your eternal. That's why you can dig up something that's a million years old. The skeletons don't die. So
they're eaten by the dog.
Or yeah, farted out. Or at the bottom of the ocean. Right? And eaten by the crabs and lobsters and scrimps, right? And octopus, what they call that? Calamari.
Calamari
out there eating up the dead too. So, yeah. I had squid before I came along. I thought it was too crunchy. It was like eating chicken legs. You know, because you got the gristle. It was gristle. I eat gristle. I'm unimpressed. I do love kimchi. But it don't say nothing on there about anything unclean. It just say fish sauce. Okay. asking what kind of results. Because the law says don't ask questions. So if I get some Kimchi, don't be mad. Because we are, you know, you want me to eat healthy, right? You want me to eat all I need, right? So if I get some Kimchi, that'll help.
No meat. Amen.
So, any questions? Comments?
Yeah, I'll share with you.
You what?
I'm sharing.
Okay.
Fire first.
Okay. Any thoughts you may have that your brothers or sisters may be entertained to something like this? You know, something that you may have not thought of.
I learned a lot. If I do, I'm going to say it in the next session. I learned to ask first. And then the next session, I'll speak my peace. Yeah.
God willing, right?
Lord willing.
Okay.
So there's three things that I want to ask you first.
More information from
him? Yes. And then once I get the information.
Once you get the information, like
yes,
you just know you're going to get it.
Oh, I know I'm going to get it.
How you know? How you know God will give me an answer for you?
Because you're the priest.
You're like, I just know you're going to
yes.
tell me what I need to
whenever he sees fit. If you don't know it, then you inquire. And once you receive it, then you let me know. I want to ask you first, and then after you reveal it to me, then I want to let them know what my three questions were for this season. And I'll say what my perspective was and how I was right or how I had to be corrected.
Right.
And I want no back and forth. So.
All right. Well, that's all good, man. Well, that's cool. Sabbath. I know it's late, so I hope, you know, that this word knocked people out. I'm
knock
serious. I'm talking about, like, you
in
know,
a
how
good
you
way.
Be, in a good way. You know, how you be reading a book and you be waking up, you be slobbing on it.
Oh, slobbing on your pillow.
Slobbing on your book.
Yeah, that's on top of your pillow.
No, your pillow is behind your head.
Right.
But
like,
your book
oh,
is
well,
on,
I don't know how
book,
I do it. I do it like
so this. You be reading your book on your stomach?
No, I'm sitting up like this.
So then the
but
slob
then,
gotta come down. Then.
No, but my book goes like this because I'm holding in my hand with my two hands and that.
So it
like
still
this.
Got a gravity says it got also you fall back.
You fall back.
On your book or your pillow?
Both, because my book is halfway on my face.
So you never slob on your pillow?
Both.
You slob
like
on your
when
book?
It's really good because you're up reading and you're studying. And you're really into it, and all of a sudden, you're knocked out.
And then, no, all of a sudden, you be like, you get woke up.
Some way, somehow, when you're
no,
awake.
No, because you don't know you're knocked out until
right.
you wake up.
Until you awaken, yeah.
Right, so it's not when you're knocked out. It's when you wake up.
When you have been awakened, yes.
That's how you count time. You can't count time if you're knocked out.
If you're unconscious.
You're getting it. So, with that being said, thank everybody for their time. We hope edify someone. And as we say here, edify the living waters from the knees. Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
So much more than we can imagine. Like, this is only what we imagining. What if he gave you what you need to know? He's going to be coming back with eternals. All right, later. So, Shabbat Shalom. It's not green in there. Right, Shalom, Israelites. We love you. Shabbat Shalom. God willing, we live. We get back to this precept.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio shows.